The Assassin.
You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest. You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest.
What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, that was an excellent game from the Dallas Cowboys last night. That win was exactly what we needed to begin this crazy month we're going to have versus a whole bunch of good-ass teams. And it started last night against the Seattle Seahawks, and we had us a fun-ass fucking comeback win, and I was here for it. So let's get started on last night's game. Dallas Cowboys versus the Seattle Seahawks. Now, first of all, let me say, I am not surprised that Seattle brought their best game to Dallas last night. I mean, they played great, but the Cowboys played that much greater, which was just freaking excellent to watch. So the Cowboys jumped out to a nice solid lead. We were up 17-7, and then all of a sudden, the Seahawks are starting to make a comeback. And what was weird about last night's game is that usually when the Cowboys are ahead and then they start giving up the lead and start, you know, starting to look like shit on the field, it's usually because of Dak and the offense. They're usually throwing interceptions or fumbles, and that's usually the case. That was not the case last night. It was the defense. The defense had a terrible first three quarters, basically, last night. I mean, they had so many stupid-ass penalties. And hell, thankfully, the Seattle Seahawks had just as many penalties as the Cowboys did last night. But, I mean, the Cowboys' defense just wanted to keep giving the game away. I mean, there were a couple plays where you're just like, did that just fucking happen? I mean, we're going to halftime. And so the Cowboys, they opted to take the kickoff. They won the coin toss. They went with the kick. They decided to take the kickoff at the first half. And so that means the Seahawks were going to get the football to start at halftime. And so when that happens, you don't want the Seahawks to score. Well, the Seahawks drive down the field. They have, like, I think, a minute 40 left on the clock. And they're just bombing. Geno is just dropping bombs. And you know, the clock is starting to tick, and it's looking like they're going to at least get in field goal range. No, they did not just get in field goal range. It turns out Geno Smith just throws up this bomb, and it looked like it was a touchdown. In my opinion, I thought it was a touchdown, but it got overturned. Didn't matter because the Cowboys had a pass interference, put the Seahawks up at the one-yard line, and they were able to score and take the lead 21-20 at halftime. So things are looking pretty grim for the Cowboys' defense. Now, offensively, they stood the test of time. As a matter of fact, both offenses played pretty well last night. Neither one of them punted last night. That's, I believe, the fifth time ever in the history of the NFL that neither team punted at all last night. So that was crazy. But, I mean, luckily, the Cowboys were actually finally able to make the big plays, make the big stands when they absolutely needed to, and they 100% did. The offense did not falter at all last night. The offense put on a show. Dak Prescott had yet another fucking fantastic game. He went 29 for 41, 299 yards, and three touchdowns. CeeDee Lamb had yet another fucking fantastic game, 116 yards and a touchdown. Ferguson had a nice game. He made some big plays and also had a touchdown. Cooks also had a touchdown as well. So, I mean, offensively, we looked good. We did not back down. We did not give the ball up. That was fantastic. And then the defense made the stands in the fourth quarter when they needed to. They stopped the Seahawks on a 4th-and-2, which gave us the ball back. We were able to drive down the field and take the lead again. And then our defense had another couple of stands to end the freaking game, and we got the win 41-35. Got to give it up, like I said, to the Seahawks offense. They played great. Geno Smith had went 23 for 41, 334 yards and 3 touchdowns. And I don't know what the fuck was wrong with the Cowboys defense last night, but apparently they're not aware DK Metcalf is a really good wide receiver, because it felt like the dude was wide open on every fucking play that he was involved in it. He went for 134 yards and 3 touchdowns last night. So we were really lucky that we were able to do that. But it was so nice to see the Cowboys, you know, get out to a lead, and then they give up the lead, and they had to inch their way back and inch their way back, and they had to just keep making the plays offensively and defensively, and they passed the freaking test against a good team. You know, the Seahawks aren't one of the best teams, but they're a good team. And they played a good-ass game last night, and the Cowboys could have easily just shit the bed and let that one go, and they didn't. It was so fucking shocking. It was so nice, and it's a fantastic way to go into next week against the Philadelphia Eagles. I am so feeling my Dallas Cowboys this morning. Like I said, I love what I'm seeing from the offense. Dak Prescott is playing on a whole other level, and I'm hoping they can keep this up for the next couple of months and give us a nice little run here in the playoffs. But I'll take what we got last night, and that's a great, great way to start this difficult month the Cowboys have up ahead of them. So let's move on to the rest of Week 13. In my head-to-head matchup with the homie Simon Ruvalcaba, last week I went 12-4. He went 9-7, so he fell further behind the Troppinator. My season record is now 118-62. His is 111-69. So I know you like that, Simon, that you at least have 69 losses. So I could just continuously repeat the number 69 because, haha, that's funny. But anyways, that's where we are at for our season totals right now. So he's going to have to really try and inch his way back into this one, because I'm just pulling further and further away as we get closer. But we are here in week 13, and both of us start the week off 1-0, because of course I had the Dallas Cowboys last night winning it all, and he had the Cowboys winning it 27-13. So we both start the weekend off 1-0. So let's talk about what we've got going on the rest of the weekend. Beginning with the early games, we have the Indianapolis Colts at the Tennessee Titans. Right now, the Colts are a 2.5-point favorite. I'm very torn on this game because it's a divisional matchup. I think both teams match up well against each other. They're kind of in the same boat where they have good things you could say about them, but overall, as a team, they're not like a competitive team when it comes to discussing the playoffs. Well, yes, the Colts right now are currently in line to make the playoffs. I don't know if I trust that they're going to even make the playoffs. And if they do, they're going to be one of those one-and-done teams. The Titans, on the other hand, I don't really think they have a shot at the playoffs. I mean, they're mathematically still in it, but they don't really seem to be a team that's putting together anything as of right now. So I feel like this is just going to be the battle of the division matchup. They match up very well, so I expect this to be a pretty solid game. I wouldn't be shocked if this is one of those game-winning walk-off field goal type games. And I do have the Titans winning 20-17. I'm really only leaning towards the Titans because they're at home. I wouldn't be shocked to see the Colts win this one, but I'm leaning towards the Titans on this one. Simon is also leaning towards the Titans on this one to win 13-6. Then we have the Los Angeles Chargers at the New England Patriots. Right now, the Chargers are a 6.5-point favorite. The Patriots season has just been one of the worst seasons we have seen since God knows when. I don't even remember when the Patriots have been this bad, even before Tom Brady. It's weird because of how terrible they are, but they are terrible. The Chargers, on the other hand, not much better, but I feel like they have a lot more talent. They're better on the defensive side of the ball. They're better on the offensive side of the ball. That doesn't say a lot, but I think the Chargers are going to put together a really good game here, and I think they're going to blow out the Patriots 28-10. And Simon believes the same. He's got the Chargers winning 23-13. Then we have the Detroit Lions at the New Orleans Saints. Right now, the Lions are a 3.5-point favorite. The Lions are coming off of that tough loss last week to the Packers at home, so I just kind of feel like this is going to be a nice little get-right game for them. The Saints have been very up and down. defensively, they look really solid, but offensively, they just really haven't found an identity at all. It feels like once they get going in a game, the next game, they follow it up with a dud. So the Saints have just been, they've just been too wishy-washy for me. They just haven't been able to do it, and they are in a terrible division, so I would not be surprised to see this team make the playoffs, but they just are not a really good team, whereas the Lions, they are a good team. Now, I do expect this to be a good game. I expect the Saints to put up a fight, but I have the Lions winning a close one, 27-24, and Simon also has the Lions winning this one, 26-17. Then we have the Atlanta Falcons at the New York Jets. Right now, the Falcons are a 2.5-point favorite. For me, both of these teams are absolutely atrocious, so it actually should be a pretty solid game. The Jets' defense is fantastic. Their offense is trash. The Falcons, they're just a bad team. They can't put anything together, and they only play well at home, which is why I'm leaning towards the Jets in this one. I don't think the Jets are a good team at all, but I just kind of feel like their defense is going to do enough. I actually wouldn't be surprised if the defense actually had a score or two in this one, but I do think it's going to be a close game, and I have the Jets pulling out a close one, 20-19, and Simon also has the Jets winning 19-10. Then we have the Arizona Cardinals at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Right now, the Steelers are a 5.5-point favorite. The Steelers are right in line for the playoffs. Hell, they're right in line for their division, and I have no idea how that is happening. Now, I do on the defensive side of things because they are great defensively, but offensively, they literally have one of the worst offenses. Hands down, I mean, it's them, the Patriots, the Bears, and the Panthers who just have like these. And the Jets have these just unwatchable offenses, but somehow the Steelers keep on winning. The Cardinals, on the other hand, they're just an absolutely atrocious team. They have no talent at all besides Kyler Murray. He's been playing well since he got back from his injury, but I mean, that really doesn't say much for this team. I do expect this to be a pretty ugly game. I feel like it's going to be a very defensive game from the Steelers. I feel like that's how they're going to win. I wouldn't be surprised to see TJ Watt in on a lot of these plays, possibly a touchdown. But I have the Steelers winning a close one, 17-14. And Simon also has the Steelers winning a close one, 24-17. Then we have the Carolina Panthers at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Right now, the Buccaneers are a 6.5-point favorite. The Panthers just fired their coach this week, so sometimes that will give you a little boost of energy, which I think it will, but I don't know if it's going to be enough to actually get the win. The Buccaneers have also been reeling for the majority of this season. You know, they started off the season pretty hot, but they've really, really cooled down. And they just don't look like a good team at all. This is a division matchup, so I think it's going to be a pretty close game. But I'm leaning towards Tampa only because they're at home. So I've got the Buccaneers winning a close one, 23-20. And this is one of the few disagreements that Simon and I have this week. Simon is taking his Carolina Panthers to win 23-17. Then we have the Miami Dolphins at the Washington Redskins football team Commanders. Right now, the Dolphins are a 9.5-point favorite. Washington is just getting worse and worse as the season wears on. Miami, they've had their ups and downs, but when they play shitty teams, they go off. And I'm actually expecting this to be a high-flying, high-scoring affair from the Dolphins. I have the Dolphins blowing out Washington 45-13. And Simon has a little bit closer matchup, but he still has Miami winning 37-28. Moving on to the late game matchups, we have the Denver Broncos at the Houston Texans. Right now, the Texans are a 3.5-point favorite. And I went back and forth on this game just because, you know, Denver's playing really well. Houston's playing well. So it's just, I am expecting this to be probably one of the best games of the weekend. At first, you wouldn't expect it to be, but I would not be shocked if this comes down to a last game-winning drive or some type of crazy play here and there. I expect this to be a pretty good game. I'm leaning towards Houston just because I feel like, you know, Denver's on a 5-game winning streak right now. So I feel like they're primed for a loss. And Houston to me is a bit more consistent. But I would not be surprised to see Denver win this one, but I'm going with Houston because they're at home. They play the close games really well. And I'm going with Houston to win a close one, 24-21. And Simon's also going with Houston to win a close one, 23-20. Then we have the Cleveland Browns at the Los Angeles Rams. Right now, the Rams are a 4.5-point favorite. Both of these teams are actually heading in complete opposite directions. The Browns have been actually a very, very good team this season, but they've had to battle through the injuries, especially on the offensive side of the ball. And the Rams have been up and down, but now they are on the upswing, especially now that they've got Kyren Williams back, who has just been fantastic. In every game that he plays in, he is great. And then, you know, you've got Puka Nacua, who's having a great season as well. And then, of course, you have Cooper Kupp. He's been in and out of the lineup injured. But overall, the Rams offense can really get it going when they want to. And the Browns, to me, like I said, they're heading in a completely opposite direction, and I just kind of feel like they're going to be heading for a crash course the rest of the season. So I have the Rams actually blowing out the Browns 28-13, and Simon has the Rams beating the Browns 27-21. Then we have what is just probably the game of the week, the San Francisco 49ers at the Philadelphia Eagles. Right now, the Niners are a 2.5-point favorite, and this is just a rematch of last year's NFC Championship game. And to me, it doesn't matter the outcome of this game, at least for the Eagles. It doesn't matter. I feel like the Eagles are probably going to be the number one seed. They've built such a fat lead right now that it's going to take like an epic collapse for them to not only lose the number one seed in the NFC, but to also lose their grip on the NFC East. As a Cowboys fan, I've pretty much relegated the fact that the Eagles are taking the division. I just want to beat them next week just to beat the fucking Eagles. That's all I want to see. But I've pretty much, you know, sewed up that the Eagles are the best team in the NFC, and I even said it the last couple of episodes. I look at the Eagles as the front runner to win the Super Bowl. I know it's arguable between a bunch of teams, but for me, the Eagles are the most complete team. They were there last year, even though they lost the Super Bowl last year. They barely lost the Super Bowl. They just have so much talent, and so even if they lose this game this week, it doesn't matter, in my opinion. This is just another game to them. Whereas the Niners, they had a 3-game losing streak earlier in the season. They've had a couple of really solid, good blowout wins these last couple of weeks. But also, they were big, whiny fucking cunts in the offseason about their loss in the NFC Championship game to the Eagles last year. I mean, total cunts. It's one thing to be upset about shit, but you gotta fucking move on. And the Niners, it feels like they have not moved on. So if they lose this game, I feel like it's more of a blow to them than it will be to the Eagles. With that being said, I'm leaning towards the Eagles in this one. They're at home. They continuously win. It doesn't matter what test they're put to. And I know a lot of people keep saying, well, if the Eagles were down to the 49ers, well, then this is that and the other would happen. And it's like, well, you don't really actually know that. And the Eagles have a shit ton of talent. So until the Eagles tell me otherwise, I have to keep picking this stupid ass team. And I hate doing it. I hate giving the Eagles any type of compliments because I fucking hate the Eagles. There's no team on the face of this planet that I hate more than the fucking Eagles. I wish them a loss every single fucking week. But you know what? This season, they're damn good, and I can't deny it. The Niners are good, too. Niners have a lot of talent. The Niners, I expect them to put up a great game in this one. But the Eagles, to me, are just too good. They're unflappable. They're poised in every single game. And like I said, the Niners were big, whiny fucking cunts. The Eagles have just moved on, and they don't really give a shit. And I actually expect the Eagles, I expect this to be a close game, but I feel like the Eagles are going to have control of this one for the majority of it. And I've got the Eagles winning a close one, 27-24. This is the other game that Simon and I disagree on. He has the Niners winning a close one, 29-24. Then the Sunday Night Football matchup is the Kansas City Chiefs at the Green Bay Packers. Right now, the Chiefs are a 6.5-point favorite. The Packers, you know, they've gotten it together. They did beat the Detroit Lions last week, so that was a huge win for them. But to me, that was more of just a division matchup. Anything can happen in those. And while the Chiefs have some holes to fill, they're still the defending Super Bowl champions. They're still a good team, and they still have Patrick Mahomes. And their defense has actually been one of the best in the league. So I'm just kind of looking at this game where I feel like their defense is going to make the big plays when they need to, and the offense is going to do just enough to get the win. And I have the Chiefs winning this one 24-20, and Simon also has the Chiefs winning this one 27-20. Then on the Monday Night Football matchup, we have the Cincinnati Bengals at the Jacksonville Jaguars. Right now, the Jaguars are an 8.5-point favorite. The Jaguars are rolling. They just look so damn good. Offense, defense, you name it, they look great. They've got a lot of talent. They're undefeated on the road as well, which is just a crazy stat. The Bengals, unfortunately for them, they lost Joe Burrow, and that pretty much just craters their entire season. I mean, they already started off the season slow. They started to get it going once Burrow got healthy, and then, of course, Burrow suffered the wrist injury, and now he is done for the season, and to me, that just says the Bengals season is donezo, just because I don't think they have anything to match up against good teams like the Jaguars. And I just kind of expect this to be a blowout by the Jaguars, 30-17. And Simon also has the Jaguars winning this one 20-13. And we do have quite a few teams on the bye week this week. We have the Baltimore Ravens, the Buffalo Bills, the Chicago Bears, the Las Vegas Raiders, the Minnesota Vikings, and the New York Giants all on a bye week this week. Now let's move on to basketball. And this NBA in-season tourney, the first round is officially in the books. And now we have moved on to the quarterfinals in both the Western Conference and the Eastern Conference. So I'm going to go ahead and make my predictions on who I believe is going to win this in-season tournament. So let's begin with the Western Conference quarterfinals. One of these games will be played on Monday. The other will be played on Tuesday. Same with the Eastern Conference quarterfinals. And then next weekend, we will have the semis and the championship, I believe, on Sunday or Monday. I can't recall, but we'll get to it when we get to it. So let's start off in the Western Conference quarterfinals. First matchup is going to be the Los Angeles Lakers versus the Phoenix Suns. Now, the Lakers are great in this tournament. They have been blowing everybody out. They haven't looked bad in one of the games, which is weird because the Lakers have been so up and down this season yet again. They dominate in some games, and then, like last night, they lost to the fucking Oklahoma City Thunder by like 20 points. It was so pathetic. And so that's what you get from the Lakers. It's like one night they'll be dominant, the next night they'll lose by like 20 or 30 points. That's just how they've been. And it's just been so weird too because, you know, Anthony Davis has been doing that shit where he'll play a great game and then a shitty game. And, you know, LeBron having a great season, it's not his fault why they're so up and down. It's everybody else around him, of course. But anyways, in this tournament, the Lakers have looked great. Phoenix, on the other hand, they have also had an up and down season so far, but they are now clicking on all cylinders. Devin Booker has been going off the last week. And then you've got Kevin Durant, who's also playing at an MVP level right now. So this should be a really good matchup. But since the Lakers are playing so well, and also I'm a Lakers fan, I'm taking the Lakers in this matchup to move on to the Western Conference semifinals in the in-season tournament. And then the second matchup we have in the Western Conference quarterfinals, we have the Sacramento Kings versus the New Orleans Pelicans. Now, the Pelicans have been a very surprising team this year just because so far Zion has not got injured. And with that, they have been playing well, especially on defense. And they've had to battle through a couple of other injuries as well, but they've been overcoming it. The Kings are kind of like the Suns, as a matter of fact. They started off the season a little bit slow. They get De'Aaron Fox back from injury, and now here they are back to blowing everybody out of the water. So this is going to be a very, very, very fun matchup just because, like I said, the Pelicans play great defensively, so it's going to be interesting to see if they're able to suffocate the Kings with who just have one of the best offenses in the league. So it's going to be interesting to see who wins the battle. I'm leaning towards the Kings in this matchup. I almost wanted to take the Pelicans because of how well they're playing defensively, but they've also had their really, really down moments, and the Kings have yet to really have a down moment. And like I said, they've been playing great since De'Aaron Fox came back from injury. So I'm picking the Kings to move on to the Western Conference semifinals. And on the Eastern Conference side with the quarterfinals, the first matchup is going to be the Milwaukee Bucks versus the New York Knicks. The Knicks, talk about defense. They have been playing phenomenal defense as well. And then you've got the Bucks, who traded for Damian Lillard in the offseason. The first couple of weeks, he needed to kind of just get his legs under him, kind of get used to what's going on with this team. But now he and Giannis are on some, and they look really, really good right now. So I'm taking the Bucks in this matchup. just because I don't think the Knicks, even though they play great defense, I don't know if they're going to have an answer for Giannis, because Giannis is just playing on a whole other level right now. And so is Lillard. So I just don't think they're going to have enough to stop the Bucks in this matchup. Then the second matchup we have in the Eastern Conference quarterfinals, we have the Indiana Pacers versus the Boston Celtics. The Celtics have been the best team in the league so far to start the season. Indiana has been very, very shocking. I mean, they swept right through the first round. So I don't expect them to just be rolled over by Boston. But Boston, to me, is just too good. And they play great in tournament play as well. So I have the Boston Celtics winning this matchup and moving on to the Eastern Conference semifinals. So my Western Conference semifinals in the in-season tournament matchup is going to be the Los Angeles Lakers versus the Sacramento Kings. As I stated, I feel like the Lakers are playing great in this tournament. And so far, there's really nothing for me to say. I don't think they have it. Also, since this is the first in-season tournament we've had in the NBA, this actually gives LeBron something to not only play for, but to add to his already stellar resume to say, hey, I was the first guy to win this, and nobody else could say they've won it. And I just kind of feel like that's something he wants. And so I just kind of feel like the Lakers are going to get by the Sacramento Kings in the semifinals and move on to the championship round. And my Eastern Conference semifinals is the Milwaukee Bucks versus the Boston Celtics. And Boston already kicked the shit out of Milwaukee earlier, a couple weeks ago in the season. And while I do expect it to be a different matchup maybe this time around, Boston's playing too well. And I just kind of want to see the first in-season tournament be the Los Angeles Lakers versus the Boston Celtics. Because, you know, that's one of the greatest rivalries that this sport has ever had. So why not? Why not have the first ever NBA in-season tournament be the Los Angeles Lakers versus the Boston Celtics? That's what I have. And since I'm a Los Angeles Lakers fan, you know I'm taking my Lakers to win this one. As I said, they're playing great in this tournament. If anything, they're playing great so far in this one. So I'm going with my Lakers to win it all in the NBA in-season tournament. So that's what I've got. We'll see if that's how it ends up. Like I said, Monday and Tuesday, we've got the quarterfinals games. And these are just one game. This isn't like a series either. It's just one game matchups. And then we'll have the semifinals, I believe, next Friday. And then the championship game, I believe, is on Sunday or Monday. Don't quote me on that. We'll get to it when we get to it. But I've got the Lakers winning it all. We'll see if they're able to do that. Remember, you can always, if you're into gambling, you could go to my website, katietrop.net. Hit the Sports Talk with Trop tab. And if you you take a look at the top, there's a banner that says Sports Talk with Trop. Preferred sports books. Click on that and you will see a couple of sports books that I am linked up with. And if your state participates in gambling, you could sign up for those and gamble away. So you do you, homie. But anyways, enjoy the jam-packed weekend of sports. And I will talk to you fools on Monday.